where is Zach Taylor, where he seems to mouth the words rigged. Rigged. There it is.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudrants for our Black and White Sports 2. Well, we had a lot of stop the steal scenarios going on in that AFC Championship game. It doesn't help that just a little over a week ago, the NFL was bragging about a possible neutral site AFC Championship game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. I mean, look, it was the worst-kept secret that the NFL wanted those two teams, those two brands, those two quarterbacks in the AFC Championship. Well, man, I'm going to tell you, every time I do NFL videos, and look, we cover other things on this channel, wrestling, XFL, USFL, all that kind of thing, right? Other sports. But it's this is predominantly an NFL channel. I watched the Royal Rumble this past weekend. Now, as you can imagine, that is scripted, okay? I actually saw the words, "This is scripted like the WWE yesterday." I saw that because there was some really bad officiating that made it look like the NFL was being very partial to trying to get Patrick Mahomes into the Super Bowl. Okay. I mean, it is what it is, but when you take a look at some of these plays, people started saying, "Stop the steal." That was a thing. I'm going to tell you, this channel, Pro Football Talk, all kinds of pieces of social media all around, you see more and more people saying they believe the NFL is rigged. And they're not kidding, okay, when they say that. They truly say it, and a lot of people truly believe it. I guarantee you a lot of our subs, I've seen them say it. The NFL is rigged. It's scripted. Or at least there's a priority level, far as Roger Goodell goes, from a business standpoint. There's certain teams it's just going to draw better than certain teams. Kansas City Chiefs edged out a victory against the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game on Sunday, sparking conspiracies about, quote, rigged officiating due to many unlucky breaks referees appeared to hand the Kansas City Chiefs in the second half. By the way, I would just say this. If it was ever discovered that the NFL in any way was rigging these games as much as they are involved in gambling, wow. You want to talk about collapsing a sport and a brand right there. I mean, because now the NFL is fully in bed with these various sport gambling sites, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM. We know it. We've seen all the commercials, right? Kevin Hart, the Manning brothers. Though every NFL game will offer a botched call or two from officials, the referees on Sunday offered several head-scratching moments, especially towards the end as the Cincinnati Bengals picked up the pace to tie the game. In one particular incident, the referees went as far as to give the Kansas City Chiefs a full extra play after the Bengals stopped them on third down after an official allegedly tried to break up the play before the snap. That play this morning made Fox News, and people were bringing it up as a very WTF moment. Since no team appeared to hear the whistle, the play went as scheduled, and the Bengals forced a fourth down. The referees gave the Chiefs an extra play. Anyway,
usually in the game.
That's the referee running in.
Oh, there he is coming in, but nobody could hear the whistle.
Nobody could hear the whistle. The, quote, Riggs conspiracy theories only worsened as the game unfolded, especially when officials appeared to overlook a blatant holding violation by the Chiefs as quarterback Patrick Mahomes ran the ball for a first down, picking up an extra 15 yards due to a roughing the passer call. Or as Chris Sims calls it, nothing the passer. Some of these roughing the passer calls are awful. They're god-awful. The Chiefs would go on to score a field goal to seal the victory in the last seconds of the game. Let's just scroll down here because I saw that holding right here. Boy, I mean, this is an awful miss by the referees. I mean, that is bad. It truly is. Frame by frame, do better at NFL. Tony Romo knows it too. Hashtag NFL rigged. And we've got a bunch of those that we're going to go through here. But that's looking bad. It is. Two blatant holding calls missed. NFL rigged. Even Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance got in on the outrage. Stop the steal. Refs had this on lock both games. Hashtag boycott the Super Bowl at NFL. Take notice. We all are. Officiating commish rigged. Corrupt. Man, I got to tell you, this is after this tweet. It's the subtle calls, too, not just penalties. Like allowing the clock to run when clearly forward progress was still happening when the receiver reached the ball out of bounds. Totally rigged, so why even watch? NFL, hashtag corruption. Huge block in the back missed by the NFL refs. That's right, I forgot about this one. Let's play it. Boom, that block in the back right there. Boom, right on his face. I mean, how do you miss that? I don't get it. I don't get it. Huge block in the back missed by NFL rigged refs. Bottom of the screen at the 45. Insane. I genuinely despise the Bengals, but as a Steelers fan, my blood is boiling for them. No block in the back here. I wish the refs could just, you know, do their job. Hashtag NFL rigged. God, that's a Steelers fan. Player of the game, hashtag NFL rigged. The Chiefs, best player of the game right now. The ref, yikes. Yikes, I just read that one. Everyone calling out NFL rigged, but the announcers act like it was a normal game. Unbelievable. Hashtag NFL rigged. This gets a lot of play, too. Florio talks about how much he hears it from all kinds of people talking about the fact that the NFL could be rigged. Maybe the most NFL rigged moment of all time. Script writers are gonna be getting major raises after the game. Where did I see how many holds you get? Right here. This is the one. The fourth quarter was one of the worst officiated quarters ever. The only proof you need is that hashtag NFL rigged is the refs giving Kansas City a second chance on third down. I mean, what in the F? It needs investigating, or the NFL is turning into the WWE. Bengals got robbed tonight. Worst officiated game I've ever seen. There's been a lot of bad ones. I mean, come on. The refs missed three holds on the KC O-line before making that horrible call to put the Chiefs in field goal range. Disgusted Bengals didn't deserve this. The at NFL is completely rigged. I, for one, will not be watching the Super Bowl. And I had one here. Where is Zach Taylor, where he seems to mouth the words rigged? Rigged. There it is. Rigged. Wow. He says the words rigged. You can see him comment that is after the field goal. Rigged. Wow. Wow, that's absolutely crazy. The Bengals coach looks like he mouthed the words rigged. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild that the actual coach of the Bengals, and look, they feel pretty slighted by everything that went on from the coin toss and the fact that they never got to play the Bills again, and they still made the AFC Championship game. I like the Bengals. I like Zach Taylor. He seems to be, I don't know how good of an X's and O's coach he is, but he seems to be a very good motivator and a very good leader of men. We got to remember, with Zach Taylor, we were sitting here about a little over 2 years ago, and people thought he was going to be fired. Okay, a lot of people were talking about his job. He wasn't, you know, before the playoffs started last year, when they made the Super Bowl, before the playoffs started, there was all kinds of words about him losing his gig. And here he is, two AFC Championship games, one Super Bowl appearance, and that was last year. So there you have it. You got a lot of fans out there, and I mean a lot of fans, talking about the NFL is rigged. I don't necessarily believe it's rigged, but boy, the NFL somehow, some way has got to start getting these calls correct. I mean, it seems like every big game has got like between one and five calls that are just completely baffling. It doesn't make sense at all. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. WWE, maybe we're waiting for Vince McMahon to come walking in. Hell, The Rock owns XFL, so, you know. Peace. I'm out. Till next.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.